Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
It's 7:13. Kicked off the 7 o'clock hour with a Lupe Fiasco superstar. And in case you've been wondering, why up Lupe Fiasco? So the guy's still releasing music, but he's not really focusing on that mainly. Believe it or not, he's a professor. At the moment, he joined the Johns Hopkins University as a distinguished professor for the Bachelor of Music degree program. And then he also taught at MIT. And guess what he taught? Mm-hmm. Rap theory and practice.
Oh.
There's literally people in the university who actually study hip-hop and rap music.
Mm.
And speaking of that, I want to get into a conversation. I saw in Nigeria, they're trying to rejig the education system because I think it's quite clear, especially in a lot of African countries, such as ours as well, that with such high unemployment rates, you really got to try different things to prepare people for the world, to ensure that people, if sometimes they don't get jobs, they're self-sufficient, they've got a skill and they're able to go into business.
Mm.
So now they've upgraded their basic. This is basic education, primary and high school education curriculum with 16 new practical subjects that are designed to equip students with essential skills for employability and obviously entrepreneurship. Now, some of these things include bakery and confectioneries,
okay,
interior design, GSM repair, satellite TV antenna installations, CCTV and intercom installations and maintenance, solar energy solutions, so how to install solar panels and just deal with, you know, that field of technology, robotics, basic digital literacy, obviously because of AI and just technology being a huge part of the global future. And I really commend them for this, and I hope the implementation works out. And I thought maybe it's something we should also be looking at in South Africa, especially in the early stages, in the basic, you know, education sector. I think it would be something that would make a bit of a difference because, I mean, I look outside and I see so many young people who are unemployed. And look, if you will matriculate with your matric, with your maths, with your science, but you've got a skill. If it's tiling, you're able to either find employment, and if you can't, you're able to actually run a business because part of what they would have taught you is not just the practical aspect of this tiling, but also the financial aspect of
how to run a business.
How to run a business.
Yeah.
And I think this is a viable solution in just trying and seeing what works because we have a serious problem and it's clear. And we've got to try something.
I agree completely. Also because whether we like it or not, guys, not everyone is academically gifted. So when you find yourself being in a position where you're struggling academically, but you're good ngezandla, have the ability to go out and learn how to use your skills in a way that is going to empower you financially, right? Mm. So as you say, if I'm going to learn how to use my hands to be a tiler or a plumber or a baker, but I'm also learning the ability to create a business out of this, you are empowering me far more than someone who's going to force me to go and do a BCom, for instance, whereas I know for a fact I'll probably be doing that BCom for the next 10 years. Who's that helping?
And we always look at these big like companies and we always think that maybe it's an academic who started them. And at times, nah. Mm-mm. It's just a hardworking person who had skills.
Yep.
And then somebody with maybe the business acumen to scale the business, to grow the business came on, a lawyer comes in, an accountant comes in, and you've got 2, 3, 4 branches and you've started a huge business that can compete with the biggest in the sector.
I agree with both of you because it is there. You know, South Africa has this huge gap between what learners are learning in schools and what is required when you're out there in the workplace, right?
Yeah.
So like you're saying, Solid could improve, you know, we would build more entrepreneurs. Although the challenge that I'm thinking about for me is the implementation.
Mm.
I think we struggle with implementation and the investment within implementation because already there's an infrastructure problem. There's a shortage, skill shortage with teachers already.
Yeah.
So budget cuts on education.
Well, yes. There are schools that don't have actual like setups where there are chairs for kids to sit on. So I think infrastructure and resources would be a problem and we'd need to look at that in the longer run. I also feel like we would create like a 2-tier system where the underprivileged schools would remain behind. So it's quite tricky. It could create another gap as opposed to actually bridging that gap.
Explain what you mean.
You know, you already have the underprivileged schools.
Yeah.
And you've got schools that already are doing well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So more learners would lean towards the vocational training, if I may put it that way, vocational studies or these kind of beauty studies, working to go become, I don't know, the examples you
have because of a lack of finances to be able to go forward
and become a doctor and lawyer. So while you're thinking you could be bridging the gap, you could still also be creating a further digital divide. That's my thought.
But right now we're sitting with a lot of kids with matric certificates that they can't even use, a lot of them, because they all have pretty much the same matric certificates. So it would be better if some had, and then, like you're saying, some had these skills and they could start businesses in their backyards, literally.
So government needs to look at that. It's a great idea to learn from them, right? But at the same time, the implementation would be what they need to invest more. The challenge,
Yeah, do give us a shout. What do you think? What are your thoughts on what Nigeria is doing? Should we consider something similar? And looking back at when you were in high school, for example, what skill out of maybe these that I've mentioned or a skill that you later tried to acquire in life that would have been beneficial for you when you were young?
You know what's a massive skill that till today I wish we were taught in high school? How to do your taxes, guys?
Mina, how to do my nails?
Tax.
How to do your taxes, guys?
Mina, nails, please.
It needs to be a school subject.
Way better than life orientation.
Ah, guys.
Give us a shout. What are your thoughts?
Something that the basic education department can do right now, because it's urgent, is financial literacy from primary school. We grow up and we make financial mistakes that we shouldn't even be making because we don't have financial literacy. So I think they just need to add a subject like from grade one, you know, how to save, you know, how to invest, all of that stuff. So I think that should have been done like when the school reopened, like yesterday, because that's urgent. Financial literacy is very important.
Yeah, very practical skills. There's this thing that private schools are doing now where the parent pays through an app and the kid just collects. So in my child's school, they don't allow that. They actually want the kid to have the money to be able to say, being a 10 randi, I spend this much. Yes. This is how much I'm coming home with. By the end of the week, it's 25 rands. Mm. So that kids learn, you know, how to just handle money, the basics of money, saving and budgeting and spending within a budget. Yeah. And I'm all for that. Practical human skills are needed.
I once had a conversation with Uncle Leami. I want to look at you. And in that time, they used to learn like things like about technology, you know. They used to do practicals, you know, so from primary up until high school, you know. By grade 8 or grade 9, they already knew who's good in academics and who's good in business, you know. So Bonavele, they used to uti baba balo nevele ba Baba truly limsevins, and Baba good nizal, and the ones that were good with academia and stuff, that carry on with education, obviously.
I think it's a beautiful idea that Nigeria is doing. I feel that our education at this point should be ending not on a matric certificate, but an NQF level 4 and an entry into a job that they can go into. So something like Nigeria is doing and teaching us kids, our kids, life skills, not accounting that doesn't take them too far. That's where they want to go in. That's a section that can do. But many people say accounting that's in university is not the same as what you do it in school. And many of your qualifications, once you start working in sales or customer service, they start doing things that are just pure on NQF4 level when you've already got a matric certificate at the same level, which makes no sense. So rather teach the kids something, give them an NQF4, which is an entry into a job, rather than just a plain matric certificate based upon school subjects.
But if I'm going to do accounting at tertiary level, surely I would need the basics that I would have gotten in the accountancy at school.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think what she's saying is if you don't want to do the accounting at tertiary level, have the option of doing something more practical, suited and geared, customized to you and your interests.
I got one better. So now life orientation, tourism, so advance in case you take those subjects no more figure con.
Yeah, hey, manje, tourism, why is it catching strays now? Or maybe that's why Nigeria is going to
tourism. Wow. I really recommend that vocational skills be implemented ekolweni, because as it is now, sinama metrika hlele ekhaya, you know, they can't do umsebenzi wezandla. But also, having seen the recent university applications abanye decline and rejected because of space, bazoyenza njani labantwana? They need, we need skill schools, we need schools that are going to teach them ukuthunga, kusebenza umsebenzi wezandla, music as well. So yeah, now is a good time to actually introduce those vocational.
When South Africa needs to push a TVET college, I'm not saying there's something wrong with universities, but the downplay of TVET colleges is very, very crazy, because people don't believe that if you go, you went to a TVET college, you could be someone better or you could do bigger things. I think the fault is not pushing TVET colleges.
I agree with you, Juliet, in the sense that there will be a gap. But if we look at it from a long-term perspective, yes, that gap will exist at first. But if now you have people that can afford to make a living, then they can then send their kids to the schools where they will become doctors and stuff like that. We need to start thinking not only in the immediate term, but it's always going to be a long-term play. So that gap will exist, yes, but in the long run, it will close up naturally almost.
Well, I'm not sure about what's happening in Nigeria. I just heard it from you. But our government also has something similar in TVET colleges. My son actually attends a TVET college and does a NCV qualification, which is National Certificate Vocational Qualification. It's an equivalent of a matric, but they do vocational studies. One of the subjects, it's like financial management, wholesale and retail, management practices. So they are doing basically vocational studies at matric level. So his matric will be different from the matric that's being done, like a normal mainstream matric. It's more vocational studies. So I think our government does cater for that, but it's obviously at TVET colleges.
I love what the lady just said now, that financial literacy, primary school, and problem is one. The whole economy is built on your financial mismanagement. There's a whole economy that is based on you not making good financial decisions. And we all know that when business sniffs, government catches cold. So policymakers won't just budge and make you smarter, because that economy will collapse. Look at your debts and just see that that's an economy based on your debts.
During the olden days, we used to have technical schools while I was at primary. So our new people decided to close those schools, and then it said, let them reopen all those schools. I used to go to Mulapo Technical School while I was at primary. So please, guys, talk to the government to reopen all those technical schools.
Hi, Saul. I think the one skill that everybody needs to learn in school is financial literacy, how to handle money, and so forth, because we have seen a surge of people running businesses but not being able to sustain them because of the inability to manage money. And it shouldn't be a foreign concept, you know. You grow up not being exposed to money, and then once you're older, you start working, because when you're applying for credit, they tell you you qualify for this. But in true sense, when you qualify for something, it does not necessarily mean you should actually take it and can afford it. So I think financial literacy should be taught from as early as high school.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.